Hello, Bogues.
Four.
It's a good call.
Good morning.
Good morning. FedEx Cup, it's over. We know the winner.
FedEx Cup. The joke. The joke cup.
The joke
Flawed
cup.
Cup. Yeah. What do you want to call it?
Yeah.
Billy who? Billy Horschel.
Yeah.
Walks away the last 3 weeks with $13.7 million
US dollars. Isn't that amazing?
Doesn't seem right, Brett.
Oh, come on. I mean, he missed a cut at the... He goes into the first event of these four-week playoffs in 62nd position. He misses a cut of the Barclays. Yeah. He moves out to 82nd and needs to just make the cut to get into the top 70 to make the BMW. He finishes second there and then goes win, and wins it all.
Yeah.
Now, you can't tell me that this guy, I know he's had a better year than Rory McIlroy, Martin Keimer, Bubba Watson now in the playoffs, but you can't tell me he was more consistent and across the year a better player than those three guys.
No, that's
right. It's wrong. It's so wrong. Yeah. It's just not right. It's It's the Tim Finchin funfair.
Now, mate, did he set this up? I'm just trying to get the timeline right, Brett. Did the US set this up in challenge to the race for Dubai?
Gee, that's a good question.
Do you know how... I remember the European Tour set up a real big end-of-season thing years ago.
Yeah, but they only had one... But their race to Dubai, right, was just... It's just the top 60. Now, they took that away from Valderrama when it was their Volvo Masters tournament.
Right.
And turned it into the Dubai tournament, which is still the top 60,
right?
Make the season-ending event. One event, right?
Yeah.
Now, that used to be what the Tour Championship was, except the Tour Championship was always the top 30.
Right.
But they thought this FedEx Cup... went to Dubai at that same time, but it was always a Volvo Masters top 60 ending season event. So it just changed names. And changed destination.
Yeah, that's right. So this was actually, I reckon, to get the top Europeans back playing in the final few rounds of the US Tour.
Yeah, probably. But I'm over it. I'm over it every year because I just think it's not right. It's just not right.
No.
I mean, it's lumped with $35 million for 4 weeks, and the best guy that plays those 4 weeks wins, and it's not necessarily the best guy across the year. As we have seen, Camilo Vijayas, a few years ago, won two of the events. He didn't quite win the FedEx Cup, but still earned second lot of money, which was $3 million. Snedeker, Tiger Woods, Vijay Singh, but it's getting to be a joke, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, mate. What else have we got? I tell you what, we had a laugh about yesterday. The hole-in-one and the trip to space.
He won a trip to space, $110,000 worth.
I can't believe it went off. Remember I was saying to you, Blake, last week, watch this space at the KLM Dutch Open.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy Sullivan, a guy that's only earned $200,000 in his whole career. Well, he's only a young fella. He played Walker Cup for England, or for Europe. I think it was in the third last group. I turned it off not long before that. I couldn't sit up any longer and watch it. It was after midnight. Took a 9-iron and hold it to win the trip to space.
Can you believe it?
He says, "Oh, I don't know whether I'll be going. I don't like flying. I mean, I guess there's a lot of us that are like that."
He's nominated Uranus as the planet he wants to get to.
Uranus.
Come on.
Paul Casey won the event. No, congratulations to Paul Casey too. His wife Pollyanna had a baby 2 weeks ago, so it's his first tournament for quite some time.
And babies bring luck.
Yeah, well, fatherhood, mate. Yeah. Gives you a little bit of extra inspiration and good luck. He came from 8 shots back with 2 rounds to go. Shot 62, 66 on the weekend around a good golf course, Zandvoort, Kenema Golf Club. Anyway, he's the fourth most prolific winner on the European Tour now. Englishman behind Faldo with 30, Lee Westwood with 23, and Mark James with 18. So good on him. He's a great guy, and he deserves it. But trip to space for Andy Sullivan.
Yeah, I know. It's hilarious, isn't it?
Now,
you're a little bit of a space cadet yourself on occasions.
Shut up, mate. mate, where are you going with that? Mate, you're an idiot. You're just a lunatic.
Don't insult our guests.
Space cadet. I am not. All right, I'm a normal
golden
boy.
You could go up, actually. You could.
I want everybody to ring in now. Send flood 2KY. With emails, please.
Very
funny. Tell them Brett Ogle's a lovely boy from Goulburn. Good Goulburn boy.
Now, mate, Kari Webb went oh so close, mate. She's already a winner of 7 majors, 41 times around the world she's won.
Phenomenal, isn't it?
But just missed out on it.
Well, you know what? At 39 years of age, I think 10 years ago, Kari would have closed this tournament out. Just a little bit nervy down the stretch. She led by one with one to play and didn't hit a great iron shot into the last and then tried to belly a wedge 10 feet past and I'll take nothing away from the young Korean girl, the 19-year-old Korean kid. She hit a great iron shot after Kari missed the green into about 15 feet and then drained the putt and then didn't realise she'd won the tournament. So, but I think Kari probably would have closed that out 10 years ago. It was very disappointing. I really felt for Kari. But still a great tournament for her. And also Minji Lee. It was her first. It was her debut tournament, 18-year-old from Perth. From WA, and she finished in a tie for 16th and earned $42,000, so a nice little bit of pocket money for her to start off her professional career.
Very nice.
Adam Stevens, a young kid from Blackheath, won Australasian PGA Tour's South Pacific Open in New Caledonia on the weekend. Well done to him. And also David McKenzie, 47-year-old from Victoria, had his second win on the China Series Tour up there on the weekend. Top five. Goes straight over to the web.com tour next year. So at 47 years of age, David McKenzie is playing some of the best golf of his career at the moment. And good luck to him. And also, I guess it's old hat news now from 2 days ago, plastered all over the place, but Greg Norman, lucky not to lose his hand.
What about the big thing he's wearing on it? Quite incredible, but it's his left arm, but it's been sewn back on, which is good news. Just, mate, quickly.
I don't think it was hanging on by a bit of skin, TK.
No, he just snipped it below where you watch.
I like my story.
He didn't have a microsurgery.
Mate, got hit by a chainsaw.
Mate, he did not cut a tendon you have it hanging off.
Mm. Now, Brett, Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
When does all the excitement build for it?
Next week. Well, the excitement's getting going now, I guess, because it starts next week. I have a bit of a preview for you next week, you guys, but I think...
tip the Europeans.
Oh, looking at it, I think it's going to be a great event. It really is. I mean, two good teams, but I think on... it's played at Gleneagles. In Scotland, so I think on their soil, I think the Europeans will probably get away with a victory.
Good on
you,
mate.
And they've been dominating the last five or six.
Paul Casey with that good win, Rory going well, which is terrific. Don't forget, get all your specials down there at Drummond Golf. And you got the golf show tonight?
Yeah, 8:30 p.m. good wrap tonight. So thanks for everybody for watching the golf show and enjoy it. One hour of great viewing for all the family. It's a family fun event.
Good on you, mate. We look forward to it.
Have a good one, you, Blake. See you later.